Again, let's come on. Daf Ayin Gimel on a base. Again, the shaila was the Mishnah Sarov says Yom Kippurim is also b'achilu b'shtiya. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. So Mara's kasha was osur einish karasu. Why only is it osur? It should be an itza karas. We know if you eat or you drink on Yom Kippur, you chayav karas. So first Gemara gave a teretz was the song about chatzi shir that you didn't eat a shir either of a kesevis, or else you didn't drink a mole lugmov. That's why it's only osur. So Mora says that's the machlekes. Hanich leman diyom echatishir is also min atayra, and leman diyom echatishir mutum min atayra. Michael Meimar, diitma like we learned, chatishir. Rabbi Yechonin nomar also min atayra. Rabbi Yechonin says any time the Torah says something you can't eat, or much like chazir, you're not allowed to eat chazir, anything treif. It the iser is always a kazayis. Achila means a kazayis. What about if you eat a chati kazayis here for that shir? It's also also min atayra. True, you don't get malchus. But it's also midiraisa. Resh Lakish shama mutim in atayra. No, it's mutim in atayra. We'll soon see later in Amid Bey's why Rabbi Yechonin said it's also min atayra. So ha nichol Rabbi Yechonin, our Mishnah comes, I go to quote Rabbi Yechonin that says Yom Kippurim osur. You know why the Mishnah only said osur and not chayiv karis? We're talking about yet a half of a date, a half of a date. You did not eat a full date on Yom Kippur, so therefore you don't get karis. But it's also because yet a half of a date. Rabbi Yechonin says chatishir is also min atayra. Elo le Resh Lakish, Ma'ikel Meimer, Resh Lakish holds it's mutim in Atayra, and the Havim in the Rizet even mutim in the Rabbanon. So Mamonashach, if you ate a shear, the Mishnah should have said, Yechayev Karas. If you didn't eat a shear, why does the Mishnah say it's also altogether? It should be muta. So the Marian says, no. Moide Resh Lakish also mid the Rabbanon. Resh Lakish is moide that mid the Rabbanon there is an Isli Chatzi Shear. Mid the Rice it's muta, but mid the Rabbanon you're not Larit. So therefore, the Mishnah is talking about a nisim mid rabbanon and says Yom HaKippurim is also b'chilu b'shtiyam. If you eat less than a kesevis, less than a date, you should know it's only also mid rabbanon. So Mora says Ihochi, that's true. That according to Resh Lakish, it's also mid rabbanon loy nechayiv olay korban shvua. If you make a shvua not to eat something that's osur and you eat a chati shir, you shouldn't be over nisim shvua. And we'll soon see you are over the nisim shvua and you have to bring a korban for that. Aloma Tanan, how come we learn like this? Shavua shloi oichel. If somebody made a shavua, I'm not going to eat. And he included even shkotchim. He even included dvarim that are asurim. So we ochal nevelis. He ate a nevela. He ate a kazayis of a nevela. Or treifas. He ate a kazayis of a treifa. Shkotchim or remosim. The locher is chayiv. You see, the shavua is chal. You're not allowed to eat these things, but turns your shavua. And if you go and eat it, you should know you have a chiv to bring a carbon shavua. That's any time you don't listen to Yeshua, you're over by Yachad Devaroi, you have to bring a korban Shavua also. If you have Shimon Poitim, but Shimon says no, you're not Chayiv Shavua. The Avinim Bar, the Kasher is now according to Tanna Kamma, am I Chayiv, why are you Chayiv Shavua? Like, why was Yeshua Chal altogether? The Klal is, Mushva V'yomid Mehasinahu. Any time the Torah tells you not to do something, that's called like, Minat Torah, Mehasinai, you're Mushva, not eat Nevelis. So the locher is, a shmu is not chal on that. A shmu is only chal on a dover shal reshus. Something that you could do and you cannot do. We dash in a psukim, milahora lehetiv, or es leyachal dvoroi, avo mechlu lechepse shemayim. A shmu is only chal on something that's up to you, to do it or not to do it. So I can make a shmu, yes, I will do it, no, I won't do it. But something that the Torah says you're not allowed to do, you can't make a shmu on that. Like, ain't shmu a chal al shmu. So since midiraisi, you're not allowed to eat nevelis, so why was this Shavua Chal altogether? So now if you eat the Nevela, true, you're over the Yisra Nevela, but that's all. You should be part of a Korban Shavua. So my answer is, Ravu Shmuel Rabbi Yechonin, the Amri, they both give an answer, B'koylo Dvorim HaMutorim in Dvorim HaHasurim. In this Shavua, not only did you ask that you can't eat Nevela to Trefos, you also asked the Dvorim HaMutorim. Like you said, I'll make a Shavua. I'm not going to eat bread today, and I'm not going to eat a Nevela today. So migo that this shvua is chal, negate to the bread, because the bread you're allowed to eat. So now that you make the shvua, it's also to eat the bread because of the shvua. So migo the shvua is chal on this part, it's chal on the other part also. That's a svara from Kailu, from migo. So the Tanakama holds from Kailu migo, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold from Kailu. Therefore Rabbi Shimon says the shvua is still not chal. But this is very good according to Rabbi Yechonin, because Rabbi Yechonin holds Chatzishir was also in that Torah. So there's no way to answer, you only made a Shavua to ask for a Chatzishir, because even a Chatzishir was also in that Torah. So therefore Rabbi Yechonin answers, The only way the Shvuah is chal is bekoilul, that you added into the Shvuah not only dvarim ha'asurim, but even dvarim that you should have been allowed to eat, like bread. So since the Shvuah is chal on the bread, that now you're not allowed to eat the bread because of your Shvuah, who adin the Shvuah is chal upon the nevelas, treifas, and shkosim? But Rav Yechanan, Rav Shlokesh shamar, Rav Shlokesh says like this, the Teretz is, that the only time we'll have a case that the Shvu is chal on a nevela. Either the Torah says you can't eat a nevela. So how is your Shvu chal not to let you eat a nevela? The Torah says you're speaking out clearly. I'm only asking with my Shvu not to eat a chati shvir, not a chati shir. According to the Rabbonin, in other words, the Rabbonin's story is, when you stam say Yeshua, I'm not going to eat something. Min astam, you meant to eat even a kazayis. You mean to ask for only a kazayis. Less than a kazayis is not included in Yeshua. Only the Meforish. If you explain yourself and say clearly, I'm asking myself now with Yeshua not to eat even a chatzi zayis of treifa. So since you said clearly what you mean, the Shvu is chal even on a chatzi shir. So that's good why the Shvu is chal. Because midi yiraisa, you're allowed to eat the chatzi shir. It's not mushva. Now only machmas, you're a Shvu, you're not allowed to eat it. Therefore the Shvu is chal. So how do you have the case the Shvu is chal on a chatzi shir? According to Rabbanan Shita, you have to speak out, you mean bedavka on a chatzi shir. Or else no. The Aliba the Rebbe Kiva. According to Rebbe Kiva, any time you ask for a Shvua, you always mean even a Mashu. The Yomar, Rebbe Kiva holds, Adam Oyser Atzmei B'Cholshum. When you say, L'mosh, I make a Shvua, I'm not going to eat this bread. So you don't only mean to ask for, I can't eat a Kazayi Sheboi. Rebbe Kiva swear is no. Even a Mashu, the little part of that bread, also you're not allowed to eat. So according to Rebbe Kiva, it's also good. If you make a Shvua, you're not going to eat a Nevela, the Shvua is Chal. Because midyaraisa, a chatzi zayis, you are allowed to eat. Now, because of your shvua, you're not allowed to eat a chatzi zayis. So that's what Rosh Lakish answered. Now, the question is, if according to Rosh Lakish, it's also midrabonin, so vaita yamushva midrabonin, you're not allowed to eat this nevelo. So why is the shvua chal? As you're telling me now, Rosh Lakish holds that chatzi shir is also midrabonin, so since it's also a kopen midrabonin, so lachur the shvua should not be chal either. Because you're usher anyway. So tomorrow, no, v'chitayna, maybe you'll tell me, kivon diyislehetim in atayra, since midiraisa, you are allowed to eat a chatzi zayis of iser. A chatzi zayis of nevela is mutim in atayra, according to Rosh Lakish. So melam, kochal korban shvua. Therefore, I will tell you, the shvua is chal, even though true midirabonin, you're not allowed to eat this chatzi zayis of the nevela, but since midiraisa, you are allowed to eat it. So midiraisa, the shvua is chal. That now we say, because of the Shvuah, you're not allowed to eat the Chatzi Zayis of the Nevela. Maybe that's a Svara. So tomorrow, Novia Tanam, we learn not like that. I'll bring you proof that when you're also Midrabonin, it's also called its Osir. And Remela, since Midrabonin, you're not allowed to eat the Chatzi Shir, there should be the Svara that the Shvuah should not be Chalida. What's my Raya? The Tanam, we learn like this. The Mishnah says in Shvuas, Shvuah say this. There's a shvua that I have a right to swear, make you swear that you don't know Edis. Like if I say Reuben owes me $100. So they say, prove it. They say, sure, I know this, because my friend Shimon, he was there. He saw the way Reuben took money from me. So now Bezin tells Shimon, I want you to make Edis. Come and say this. He says, no, I don't know the Edis. So we tell you, swear that you don't know the Edis. So if he swears false, that's the case of a shvua's Edis. That you swore, no, I never saw what happened. I don't know what's going on. You swore you don't know. So we leave you alone. We don't tell you to come to Bezdin to be the Edis. But later we came out, you found false. There's a loch yechayev a korban shvua. That's called shvua sedis. Now the loch is shvua sedis, einu neheges, ela bruin lahoyed. You have to be somebody that you could say Edis. You're a bar Edis. Now the missionary explains, by an isha it doesn't apply. Because an isha, even if she does know and she would come to Bezdin, we don't listen to her. An isha can't be an aid. So therefore it only applies to a person that has the right to say aidis. So now the person, Reuben, says, come and say aidis for me. And you say, no, I don't know. So I have a right to make you swear that you don't know. Now, v'yavinim bo, lamute mai. Like, what's the special halacha the Mishnah is saying, einan heges ela bruyin lahoyin. Like, you have to come to explain something new, more than just the stam halachas. Like Rashi says, v'yavinim bo, lamute mai. that we didn't learn clearly in the Mishnahs over there. For Tony Laresha, because the Mishnah there explained in Shavuos, the Heges pa'anoshim v'loy v'noshim. The Shavuos say this only applies to men and not to ladies, because a lady can't say Hades anyway in Beis Din. B'rechoikim v'loy b'kreivim. Only to a person that's not a korov to you, because your own relatives, they're possibly Hades anyway. So they're not right to say Hades, there's no issa Shavuos Hades. B'ksherim v'loy b'psulim. Only if the person is a kosher aid, and not if he's a postulate. If he's postulate Hades, so we can't make you swear that you don't know Hades, because even if you do know the Hades, we don't hear the Hades from you. You're a postulate. So that's what the Mishnah already said. So the question is, what is this Mishnah Shavuos coming to include? What's the Chiddush here? That it says, Einu Nehegas El Bruyin Lohayid. V'avina bo lamute mai. What are you excluding? What else is new? Somebody that can't say Hades? Re'a papiro ama lamute melech. It comes to exclude a king. A king, the locker is also, we're not allowed to say Eidus upon a king, and a king doesn't say Eidus about anybody else. It's not quite there for a king to come to say Eidus. So therefore, if this person, Reuven, says, you owe me $100, so Bezin says, prove it, they say, sure, I have the king here that saw it. So either the king swears, it's not called a Shavuos Eidus. Because even if he would come and say Eidus, we're not Makabal as Eidus. A king doesn't have a din to say Eidus. So he's not the pasha of Shavuos Eidus. We don't say Eidus upon him, and he can't say Eidus for somebody else. Somebody that gambles. A gambler that he's posel mid rabbonin. Since it's called exale mid rabbonin, it's mid raisi, not a gazel, soon see. The Gemara says, for masachet bekuvia mid raisa mechtechazin. Now, Masacha Bechuvia Midiraisi is kosher to say Eidus. V'Rabbonin Uda Paslu. It's only Midirabbonin that he can't say Eidus. V'Loi Kachal Alei Shvua. And still we say his Shvua is not Chal. So we see, even though Midiraisa, this person that gambles, is allowed to be an Eidus, so Midiraisa Lechur, if he swears that he does not know the Eidus, it's called an Issa Shvua Eidus, still we say no. Since Midirabbonin, we don't listen to his Eidus, so he's called the person that can't say Eidus. So if he swears, I do not know the Eidus, and then later we came out that he does know the Eidus, he's potter for Shavuos Eidus. Why? Because since Midirabbonin, he can't say Eid, that's called he's not in the Pasha. Zechur HaBayas also, since the Chatz Hishir is also Midirabbonin, it's called it's also. So if you make a Shavua now, not to the Chatz Hishir, Lechur the Shavua should not be Chal. So Rashi says, Midiraisa Mechsechazi, Tlehevi Gazlin, because when you gamble, you're not really stealing. I'm not taking anything away from you. It's not a gazlim midiraisa. Why? Ela shegozo miyodoi. A gazlim midiraisa means I go and grab something away from you. He went and took away the thing from the mitzri. If you grab it, take it away, that's called a maisik zela. But here when you're gambling, the people give it to you. It's only a svara that midirabon and a sasa, because like an asmachta. The person never really gave it to you, but ash lema, that on the side he'd lose, he meant to give it to you. He only put the money down in the pot because he thought he was going to win. But on the side he's going to lose, he never had real das to give it to you. So even though we hold the smachta as lakanyam, but I call upon him midirabon and though it's also. So you only call the gazla midirabonin, and still we say, if you swear now that I do not know the Eidus, and later we found out that you do know the Eidus, you're potter from the Issa Shavuos Eidus. Why? Because you're not a person that's roy to say the Eidus. Even though midiraisa, you are roy. So we see we handle with the Yisur with the Rabbonin. That since midirabonin you can't say Eidus, it's considered now like midiraisa you can't say Eidus. See, also, since midirabonin you can't eat the Chatz Hishir, it should be considered that midiraisa you can't eat the Chatz Hishir like, as if to say, and therefore the Shavuos should not be Chal. So the Gemara answers no. Really, the Rabbonins we don't look at. Midiraisa, what's awesome in the Rabbonin doesn't mean anything. Really, a chatzishir, midiraisa, it's mutter. Therefore, when you make a shvua, you're not going to eat a chatzishir of novella, the shvua is chal. But Eidus is different. Shani hosam, the Yom HaKro, im lo yagid. The Torah says, why are you over this issa shvua say this? Because you did not come to say Eidus. Like you swore false. You swore I did not see what happened. I can't come to Bezna to testify. I can't say the Eidus. And then we found out you said a sheker, you're over the Yisr Shavuos sheker. Why? Because you should have come. Plus, in lo yagid. Svahai lav bar hagodhu.
So the Torah says clearly, it's only by a person that we have a tain upon him, he should have come to Bezdin and said the Eidus, and Bezdin would have listened to him. But a person that's a Masachi Lekuvia, that's possible, true, it's only with the Rabbanin, but Lamaisa, when he comes to Bezdin, Bezdin doesn't listen to him. So he can't be Mekayim the Pasach of him Layagid. He's not a person to say, you should have said your Eidus. Because when this person walks into Bezdin, Bezdin doesn't listen to him. Even though Midrashim, we should listen to him, but I call upon him Midrabbanan our dinamar, your apostle Yadis, we don't listen to you. So therefore, it's exerts a cost of him lo yagid. The Yisrael Shvuah Yadis is only if you're swearing false, you don't know the Yadis, and Mashenkin, if you would have known it, you should have come and Bezdin would listen to you. But if you apostle Midrabbanan, the Bezdin doesn't listen to you, you're not Machlaud this Yisrael. But then, Hanami, other places by us, by Chatzishir, since Midiraisa Chatzishir is Mutter, the Shvua could be Chal. Even though Midirabonin, you're not allowed to eat it, so what? But Midiraisa, you are allowed to, you're not called Mushra Biyam Mehasinahim, therefore the Nedda, the Shvua is Chal. So that's Pshan, this first Mishnah, according to Rash Lakish. He holds the Shvua is Chal either on a Chatzishir, because a Chatzishir is Mutter, not Torah. Even though it's also Midirabonin, so what? It's only Midirabonin, not Midiraisa.
Yeah. Cutting more now.
Like, what was the first kasha the Gemara started out with? The first kasha was, why does the Mishnah only say a lashon of osur? It should have said a lashon of onus chorus. So yes, whenever the klal is that you're osur the chorus, it always says it's an onus chorus, and it doesn't always say the lashon of osur. That's why yes, the kasha, why does the Mishnah just say osur? It should have said onus chorus. For the Gemara, bring in now other cases also. Even though there's an issa chorus involved, we just said a lashon of osur. For Tanya, even though we say Yerusha on all of them, in other words, Dinah the Mishnah, all these five Inuyim, Yerusha on all of them on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to sicha, rub yourself, you can't wash yourself, you can't wear shoes, you can't have tashma shamita. Still, Loi Amru Onesh Koris, Elo Ala Eichel Vishoisa, Vyoisa Malacha Bavad. Only if you eat on Yom Kippur, or else you drink a shear on Yom Kippur, or eat a shear, or else you do a malacha. If you do one of the lama test malachas, then you chayiv koris. Mashenkein, just for these inuyim of wearing shoes or washing yourself, you're not chayiv koris. So you see, even though it says lashon of afal pi shomru osur bekulan, so it only says lashon of osur. And then later explains when there's a chayiv koris. So you see, you could say lashon osur, even though it goes on an issa koris. So Mara says, no, hochik kama. This is what the Braisa means to say. Ki shomru osur. When the Mishnah said it's also loy omru ella bekechatzi shir, the din iser is only in a case where it's not shayach chorus. When you only eat a chatzi shir, then it's only osur. There's no chiyuv chorus. Avol kishir, mashenkin, if you eat a shir on Yom Kippur, eat a size of a date, or you drink the size of a mulo lugmav, onish chorus enoch nami is a chiyuv chorus for that. Now the Bryce is telling us the yafal pi shaynis chorus, even though if you eat or drink the chayuv chorus. That only if you eat or drink or do malachas on Yom Kippur, that's when there's a chiyuv koris. But the other inuyim, there is no issa koris. That's only yosur. And we spoke out of the machlokes rishonim, if the other inuyim are only yosur with the rabbonin, so it's mashma from Rashi, and from Tosha Shita, and the Ran brings down the Shita, no, it's even yosur with the raisim. Just the Torah gave it over to the rabbonin, that they have a right to explain to us, what is the tais when the Torah said, don't wash yourself. What's also by washing yourself? So the Rabbanan explained that only a washing of Hanor, but a washing stamp to clean yourself, that's mutter. That's where the Ran learns. Right? But I call upon him chorus for sure you don't have by these inuyim of washing sich and yuchas sandal. The boy is saying another terrace is like this. Ki ketoni osa ashara. You know why it says loshin osur? It goes on the rest of the cases. This could be a terrace to the Mishnah also. The reason why the Mishnah says Yom Kippurim Osur Ba'achilu B'Shtir V'Chitzu V'Sichu Nizah Sandol, the reason why it doesn't say Onus Chorus, because it wants to say one Lashon that applies to all of them. And since for Rechitza and Sichu Nizah Sandol there is no Chiyuv Chorus, that's why the Mishnah only says Lashon of Osur. In other words, Osur is not only going on Achilu and Shtir, it's going on all the cases. So on the other cases there's not Chorus, that's why the Mishnah Sam says Osur and not a Chiyuv Chorus. The Tona Rabba Rav Yosef Bishar is Sifra de Beirav. By the other Svarim, he's not only Sefer Vayikra, and the Pashas Bamidbar, and the Pashas Devorim, that Minayin, how do we know? Liyoy Makipurim, She'ose Berechitza, Besicho, Veninos Asandol, Ovatashma Shamita, How do I know these things are also on Yom Kippur? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbosoin. So we dash in Shavus. That Shabbosoin means there's an issa to rest, and Shavus means that the Rashi learns, that's Rashitam, that these are only us in the Rabbonin. That with the Rabbonin, they made certainly Surim of a Shavus, it's like an Asmachta, from this Pasuk to make the issa. And Rashi says, Shabbosoin, the Gabi Inuksiv, again to give yourself pain and not to have enjoyment. The Chihecha, the Shabbosoin, Ho Amabi Shabbos. Asam chubei rabbonin shar malacha shloi hoye b'mishkan v'yeina malacha gemura. Just like by the Easter Shabbos midi rabbonin, there's a lot of things that's also mishum shvus. As the rabbonin now let write on Shabbos, there's an Easter shvus. No, not writing. Now do mekach hamemcha, there's the Yisurum shvus midi rabbonin. His hochinami shabboson gabi inui. That's what the Pasuk says by Yom Kippur. It's supposed to be ma'ana. Put yourself in pain. It says loshen of shabboson. Tehsiv shabboson hu lachem v'yenisim asnachoseichem. Is lohoisav al inui achilu shtiyakosi. It comes to include more things than just eating and drinking. What else is asar? Midrabbonin, there are other things that are awesome. Midrabbonin is asmachti to asar other things. What? That you can't wash yourself. You can't rub yourself, you can't put on shoes, that has leaven, you can't have tashma shamita. So that's Rashi Shita, that these things are only awesome with the Rabbonin. According to the Ran Shita, this will be the asmachta why the Rabbonin has a right to explain what the Torah meant to add. The Torah meant to say that there's more renewing than a Rosser, and it's like a Rosser with the Raisa. Just the Rabbonin are coming to explain what did the Torah mean to us. Vaita, Gufa, before we learned, that Chatsi Shira Tzalachloikis. Whenever you come to eat a half of the kezias of a chazir, is it osim midiraisa or not? Rabbi Yechonon Amar osim min haTorah. Yes, it's osim midiraisa. You don't get malchus, but it's osim midiraisa. Resh Lakish shoma mutim min haTorah. It's mutim midiraisa. What's the machlokes? Rabbi Yechonon Amar osim min haTorah. Esvara kivu nechazal litzterufei. Since when you how do you eat a kezias? How do you eat the shear of a kezias of a chazir? You start eating a little bit at a time. You eat a little bit, then you eat the rest of it. So it's a svara in the little beginning of it, that first chatishir was also awesome in a Torah. Because from this little chatishir, you could eventually come out to eat a whole shir. So that's a svara the Torah even after the beginning of the shir. So therefore chatishir, since it's chazi, that's the rufim, it's able to add one and one and one till you get to a full kezayis, therefore it's isura kochum. Even the beginning what you're eating is also awesome. Resh Lakish shama no mutu min haTorah. Achilu amar rachmona. Torah says lashon of loy teichal. Don't eat. Eating means a shear of a kezayis. Svaleka. And now that you only ate a chatzi zayis, the size of half of an aleph, you put them in the raisa. That's what Lakish is for. So eisvei Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yechon has the kasha to Resh Lakish. With the braisa it says like this. Ein li elo kol she yeshna boinish yeshna bazara. Hayom the Torah says by chaylev two things. You're not allowed to eat chaylev. Turns to lashon kol chaylev. You're not allowed to eat. Like Rashi says, kol chaylev shor v'kesev veiz loy toichlu. You're not allowed to eat it. Harei azora. V'somuchlein. Right after that, the pasuk says in Ornish, ki yichol oicha chaylev min abheima is nichrasa. You get chorus. So Torah says two things. There's a law not to eat chaylev, the treifa fats, and if you eat it, you chayev chorus. So I only know in liyelo kol sheyeshnim be oinish yeshnim be azora kfi. How do I know a kvi that's a suffix, whether it's a behemah or a chayim? We know the loch is by a behemah, the chaylev, the chaylev is also, there's nis of the fats. Mashenkin, by a chayim, all the fats are mutter. A kvi posh is an animal that's a suffix to us if it's a behemah or a chaylev. How do we know that we're not allowed to eat the chaylev of a kvi? Hu adin the chatishir. How do I know you're not allowed to eat a chatishir of chaylev? Hoyo v'yena b'yonish. Since you don't get a chorus. Because pshita, by chorus, you have to have a kezayis. You have to have a shir. So Yochel, I would think, ain't the biyazora, who are then, there's no lav either. Like if you eat chaylev, a chati shir, there's nothing wrong with your isa. That's what I would have thought. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says no. Kol chaylev. Pasuk says kol chaylev. By Lashon of Achila, it says kol chaylev le'teichel. So it's coming to include any type of a chaylev. Means even a chati shir of the chaylev is also what to eat. So it's a riot to Rabbi Yechanan. It's a rare that even a chatzi shir of chaylev is also teat. So what does Resh Lakish do with this? And for the Gemara, midirabbonin the kuras machta b'yalma. Resh Lakish holds no, it's only an issa midirabbonin here. And either we dash in a posik, is it a smachta b'yalma? From the smachta we say this. But really, midiraisam, chaylev is only yasser also if yida kezayis of chaylev. If yida chatzizayis of chaylev, it's only yasser with the rabbonin. So the kasha good taste this, so according to Rabbi Yechanan, the chorus mashma, how does Rabbi Yechanan know chatzizayis was awesome in the Torah? From this pasuk. It says kol chaylev, mashma, any part of the chaylev is yasser, even a chatzizayis of the chaylev. And before the Gemara said, Rabbi Yechanan says a svarim of chazlet terufay. So chorus not a pasuk, it's a svar of chazlet terufay. That's what Taisus is. Top Taisus. Hey, Tamali. Amaylech kama mitayim of the besamech. The chol chelul the rabbis chatzishir. The Rabbi Yechanan yodel he brayso the besamech komaisa v'nei. So what do you have to say now is svarim that a chatzishir is also because it's chazat terufim. It adds up like you could put two together. You can combine the first chatzizayis with the next chatzizayis. He has a pasuk. In other words, you need both things together. You need a svara to say that it's included in the pasuk. Without this svara of chazat rufei, I would say the pasuk of kol chelev only comes to say even a kvi. Even an animal that's a suffix to us, if it's an animal, if a behemoth or a chaya, there's also the yisr nati techelev. That's all the pasuk means. I wouldn't know it also means a chatzishir. So since I have a svara of chazat terufain, the svara tells me now that it's even included in the drasha of this pasuk. So now from kol chelev I know it includes chatzishir. Resh Lakish says no, it's only in esmach, it's only in rabbanon. So Gemara says now. It's a good svara. We understand Resh Lakish is a svara very good. If you want to tell me now this drasha of kol chelev that includes even a kvi and a chatzishir is also midiraisam for the Gemara kvi sveikahu is itzra krol yisuya sveikam. His davimin there is a kvi is a type of an animal that we're in doubt. What din does this kvi have? Is it called a behema or is it called a chayim? So we have the suffix. But the Abisha doesn't have the suffix. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows clearly what it is. So the Chura doesn't pass the Torah should say Yishno. Or Kvi, you're not allowed, a new Pasuk, you're not allowed in Yitzchelev. Pshita, like Midat Torah, the right there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. If this animal is a behemoth, so Vadi Yuladi, if it's a behemoth, you're not allowed to eat the Chelev. If it's a Chaya, you are allowed to eat the Chelev. It's only we that don't know what it is, so we have a suffix, we don't need it. For it doesn't say that Torah comes to teach us by a suffix it's also. Like by the Yebusha, there's no suffix. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows clearly what it is. So Mara says no. Ra'im Yishim Ha La'iri. For this alone, this wouldn't be a kasha. I'll tell you, if Shandas Bryce is Kasova, this man the Yom holds, Kvi is Beryib from the Yatzmahi. Kvi is not the Pshat, it's an animal that we have a suffix what it is. We know what a Kvi is. And a kvi is a suffix in din. What din applies to this animal? Does this animal have a din chaya, or does it have a din behema? So may the pastor Torah come and teach us, yes, this din, nageya to the lav, it has a din behema, you can't eat the chaylev. Nageya to the einish chorus, you don't get a chiyav chorus. So that's the pshat. That's called the berry of the atzma. It's called a ganu animal. And the shalom is, what din does it have? That's the shalom derisa, the Torah, come and tell us. It's not just stuff. There's a suffix, what animal, where did this animal come from? No, we know where the animal came from. It's just, it has a suffix though, what din does it have? Smosa Vaita. Dila, Tami Hoch, if you're not going to tell me like this, Hodi Omer Av Idi Baravin, Av Koil Lasuya Kri, by another locha. So Rashi says, Hodi Omer Avin, of the Krisis, the Peragdam Shchitam, Av Koil Lasuya Kri, the Tony Hossam, Kol Dam Loi Teichlum, Lervlo Vahema, not oif of behema miyuchodim. You're not allowed to eat the blood of an animal and of a knife. Is ma mi? So we say there that af kol is lasuy kvi. Even the blood of a kvi is also wasa. So the question was, yeah. So the same question: kvi sveiku? It's the kol rabuya sveiku. Do I need a pasuk to say you can't eat the blood of a kvi? Pshita. Like Chur, it's a suffix if it's a chay or a behema. But the Chur, if it's only a suffix to us, but Hashem knows what it is, how can we have a pasuk for that? Ela ber yishani. What you have to answer there also, no, it's not the pshat we have a doubt. Is this animal a kvi? Is it a behema or a chay? No, it's a new berry, it's like a new creature. And
The Shalom is Midiraisa, what din does it have? Is Hachinam the same thing? Ver Yishani, that a Kvi is called a new creature. And we have a suffix. Now, what din did the Torah give it? So therefore, it's possible, Kol Chelev comes to include that even this new creature of a Kvi also has a din of a Behema. Therefore, the Chelev is also. So Meir Avada could be good, like Rabbi Yochanan learns, that Avada is Midiraisa Chatishir. And we hold it that Allah.